You ever get that like sinking feeling, when your expensive laptop, the one you thought would last forever, starts to like sputter and slow down after only a year or two?
Oh, tell me about it. It's like clockwork.
It's the worst, and then it's basically ready for the tech graveyard. But Framework, they want to change that whole story. They're all about sustainable, repairable laptops, and I'm really curious to see how they're tackling this.
It's a bold goal, that's for sure, especially when you consider the state of, well, the entire electronics industry. Get this, the world produces something like 50 million metric tons of e-waste every year. That's like heavier than every commercial airplane ever made
Yeah,
combined.
50 million. Okay, yeah, that puts things in perspective.
And it just keeps getting worse. So yeah, Framework focusing on repairability, it could be huge, a real game changer.
So to fight that, Framework is all about making laptops that last and can be fixed if they break, which honestly feels kind of revolutionary these
It's
days.
like a throwback, right? Back when things were built to last.
Seriously. So we're doing a deep dive into their Framework Laptop 13 guides. And I gotta say, the sheer number of parts they offer is mind-blowing. Like, they've thought of everything.
It's really impressive. They're all about this idea of modular design, which is like the heart of their whole approach.
Modular design. Okay, so for those of us who aren't, tech wizards, what does that even mean when we're talking about a laptop?
So imagine instead of it being this like mysterious black box, your laptop is more like Lego bricks. With modular design, the Framework laptop is made up of all these interchangeable parts.
Okay, I think I'm getting it.
So like say your webcam breaks. Instead of replacing the whole display, which is what you'd normally have to do with Framework, you just swap out that one module. Easy peasy.
Well, that makes sense. So it's about being able to fix things yourself. But it's
Yeah.
more than that, right?
Right. Upgrades become a breeze too. Their website talks about how you can upgrade to a 13th gen Intel Core processor, which would, by the way, be a major performance boost, smoother multitasking, everything. Or, and this is wild, you can swap to an entirely different chipset, like the AMD Ryzen 7040 series.
Whoa, they actually encourage you to take the laptop apart. That's both amazing and terrifying to me at the same time.
Well, they do provide these super detailed installation guides on their website. Step-by-step, clear diagrams, the works.
So it's DIY, but they actually give you the tools to do it yourself. That's a relief.
Yeah.
Speaking of DIY, we found this great blog post by this guy, Stefan Luckau. He's from this website, Gesellschaft zur Entwicklung von Dingen.
Try saying that 5 times fast.
No kidding. Anyway, Stefan, he was really into this whole open source repairable thing that Framework is doing, and he documented his whole experience, like building and using one of these laptops.
And that ties into this whole right to repair movement,
Yeah.
giving consumers the right to actually repair their stuff, modify it, and push back against this whole planned obsolescence thing.
Exactly. And get this guy, Stefan, he was already replacing Mac OS with Linux on his MacBooks.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's not for the faint of heart. Apple does not make it easy.
Not at all. But he was super intrigued by Framework's approach, decided to go all in, even got the DIY edition of their laptop. And get this, he said the experience was quote unquote boring.
Boring.
Boring. Can you believe that? He was expecting all these challenges, right? DIY, open source. But he's like, nope, it just worked.
I guess that's a testament to how well designed the Framework laptops are, then if even someone like him, who's clearly comfortable getting his hands dirty, didn't run into any major issues.
Totally. He was super impressed with how easy it was to set up, how well it performed, how solid the build quality felt. He was not expecting that, apparently.
That's really interesting. So they're not just appealing to hardcore techies then, but to people who just want a solid laptop that happens to be repairable and upgradable.
Exactly. But this brings another question, right? This whole repairable, sustainable tech thing.
Yeah.
How much of it is marketing hype versus a genuine commitment to, like, actually doing things differently?
It's the million-dollar question, right? And to be fair, Framework is upfront about the fact that like achieving true sustainability in electronics manufacturing, it's really, really hard. In fact, they straight up say on their website, we are not sustainable.
We are not sustainable. Wow, okay, that's a bold move. You don't see many companies saying that out loud.
Right. So are they just being brutally honest, or is it some next-level marketing tactic to get ahead of the critics? I'm not sure. Could be a bit of both.
It's hard to say, but it definitely makes you pay attention. So are they just being realistic, or are they trying to pull a fast one?
I think they're being genuine. They could easily slap a green label on their stuff and call it a day, But they're going deeper, actually analyzing their process, trying to make a real difference.
Okay, so they're admitting they're not perfect, but they're actively trying to improve.
Exactly. And they're not just relying on the repairability aspect either. They have this whole section on their website dedicated to their sustainability initiatives, using recycled materials, partnering with carbon offsetting programs, all of that.
Okay, so they're putting their money where their mouth is, at least to some extent. So let's get into those initiatives. On their sustainability page, they highlight four main things: designing for longevity, module reuse, a refurbished program, and using climate-conscious materials.
And this is where things get really cool. Their focus on module reuse. Super innovative. So they actually release these 3D printable cases for the Framework Laptop 13's main board. So even if you upgrade your laptop, you can repurpose the main board into like a standalone computer.
Wait, what? That's so smart.
Right. And they've even partnered with Cooler Master to create a more, I don't know, robust mainboard case. They're encouraging users to get creative, extend the life cycle of these components.
That's amazing. Giving those old laptop parts a new life instead of ending up in a landfill somewhere.
Exactly.
And speaking of extending the life cycle, they also have this refurbished program where they sell certified refurbished laptops at a lower cost.
Which is fantastic, especially for, you know, budget-conscious consumers who also care about sustainability.
Right. It's like a win-win. But let's talk about the materials they use for a sec. They talk a big game about using all these recycled materials in their laptops. So how do they actually stack up there?
They break it down on their website, which I appreciate. Like, did you know that the top cover of the Framework Laptop 13, it's made from 75% post-industrial recycled aluminum.
75%? That's actually really impressive. What does that even mean, though, post-industrial recycled aluminum? Is that different from regular recycled aluminum?
Yeah, so it basically means that they're using aluminum scraps, like leftover bits from other manufacturing processes, rather than sourcing brand new aluminum.
Oh, okay, so it's cutting down on waste from the get-go.
Exactly. Creating new aluminum takes a ton of energy, so using recycled stuff like this, huge impact. And it's not just the top cover. Even their keyboard is made from 50% post-consumer recycled plastic. So that's plastic that's been collected and recycled after consumers are done with it.
So they're putting a lot of thought into where the materials are coming from. But what about their carbon footprint? I mean, just making and shipping electronics must generate a ton of emissions. Do they address that at all?
They do. They've partnered with a company called Running Tide for carbon offsetting.
Running Tide.
And this is where it gets interesting. They don't just plant trees, which is what most companies do for offsetting. Running Tide uses kelp.
Kelp, like the seaweed.
Yep. They use kelp-based carbon sequestration. So they're growing these kelp forests in the ocean. And then, get this, they sink them to the ocean floor.
Wait, hold on. They're growing underwater forests to, like, trap carbon.
Pretty much. It's a whole lot more proactive than just planting trees, which sometimes feels like a Band-Aid solution.
No kidding. That's amazing. So they're not just offsetting their emissions. They're actively trying to, like, remove carbon from the atmosphere.
That's the idea. It's definitely a different approach.
It's a really interesting approach.
Yeah.
But it's still kind of strange, right? With all these initiatives, they keep saying, quote unquote, we are not sustainable. If they're putting in all this work, why be so upfront about that?
It's a good question. I think it speaks to this idea that sustainability is not a destination, you know, it's a journey. And they're acknowledging that they're not perfect, that there's always room for improvement.
Okay, so they're not claiming to have all the answers, but they're at least trying to find them. And they're being open about that process.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of refreshing, isn't it? I mean, compared to the usual corporate greenwashing we see all the time, this feels different. More honest somehow.
I agree. They're being real about how complex this issue is, and they're kind of inviting their customers along for the ride, which I find really interesting. It's kind of refreshing to hear a company just admit that, you know, that sustainability is a journey, not some finish line they've already crossed. Makes their efforts seem more legit, don't you think?
Definitely. It's way better than those vague sustainability promises so many companies make. You know, the ones that feel like they were written by a marketing team, hopped up on buzzwords.
Oh, totally. I'm over that. But Framework seems to get it. Like, they actually understand that real sustainability is about being transparent, being accountable, and always striving to do better.
100%. And it's not just about what materials they use or how they offset their carbon. It's also about challenging that whole industry standard of making devices that are basically impossible to fix. Seriously, when was the last time you tried to open up a laptop or a smartphone without feeling like you needed like a whole toolkit and an engineering degree?
Right. It's like they don't want you to fix it.
Exactly. Companies have made it so hard and expensive to repair devices that it's often just cheaper to buy a new one, which is, you know, exactly what they want you to do. But Framework is like, nope, we're not playing that game.
Yeah. They're like, repair your stuff. We'll even help you.
I know. It's kind of radical when you think about it.
Yeah, totally. They actually provide those super detailed repair guides we were talking about with step-by-step instructions and diagrams for pretty much every part of the laptop.
And they're not hiding those guides behind any paywalls or anything. They're free on their website, complete with videos, even 3D models of the components. It's like they want you to become your own tech support.
Which is both empowering and a little intimidating at the same time. But do you think this approach could actually catch on? Like, is it realistic to think that the whole tech industry might actually shift in this direction? Because it's a pretty big departure from how things are usually done.
It's a tough one. It's definitely an uphill battle, but I do think there's a real hunger out there for this kind of tech. People are tired of feeling like they have to buy a new phone or laptop every other year, and they're starting to care more and more about the environmental impact of all their gadgets.
That's a good point. Plus, there's something really satisfying about being able to fix something yourself,
right?
Or keep using something for longer than you thought you could. It's like sticking it to the man, but in a good way.
Totally. It's that whole sense of agency, like I'm in control of my tech, not the other way around. And when you combine that with the environmental benefits and the potential cost savings, it's a pretty compelling argument for this kind of approach.
And speaking of cost savings, we should mention their refurbished program again. It's a really great option for people who are on a budget, but who still want to support what Framework is doing.
Oh, for sure. And by selling refurbished devices, they're giving those laptops a second life, reducing the demand for brand new products, which is great for the planet.
Wins all around. Plus, you get a Framework laptop, but for less money. What's not to love? But okay, back to this idea of a shift in how we think about tech. Can companies like Framework actually change people's minds? Because we've gotten so used to this whole disposable culture, this idea that newer is always better, can we actually go back?
It's a big question. Honestly, I'm not sure. But I do think Framework is onto something with this whole repairable, sustainable thing. People are looking for alternatives. And I think the more companies like Framework pop up and the more successful they are, the more the rest of the industry is going to have to take notice.
It's true. Success speaks volumes.
Yeah.
And they're not just talking about it. They're out there actually doing it.
Right. They're walking the walk, and that's huge. And we're seeing a real shift, I think, with consumers wanting more from the companies they support. People are looking for real action on things like sustainability and ethical manufacturing.
100%. It's not just about the products anymore. It's about the values behind the products, the practices behind the products.
Totally. And the best part is consumers are starting to realize that they have a lot of power here. Like, we can actually make a difference with our choices.
Or wallets do the talking.
Exactly. Every time someone buys a Framework laptop instead of a device from a company that isn't as committed to sustainability, that's a win. It's a vote for a better way of doing things.
It's a powerful message. But, as we've discussed, Framework is very upfront about the fact that they don't have all the answers when it comes to sustainability. They're still figuring things out as they go, just like the rest of us.
And that's okay. I mean, no one has it all figured out. The most important thing is that they're trying, they're constantly learning, they're adapting, and they're always looking for ways to improve.
They're on that journey with the rest of us.
Exactly. And it's a journey I think more and more companies are going to have to start making, especially if they want to stay in the game, because the world is changing and people are demanding better.
It's pretty cool to see a company like Framework really embracing that journey, you know? Especially in an industry that often seems to put profits above literally everything else.
It is refreshing, yeah. And it makes you think, like, what if this whole sustainability, repairability thing, what if this wasn't some niche thing? What if this was just how all tech was made? What kind of impact would that have?
Right. Yeah. Like, imagine a world where everything from your phone to your headphones was designed to be easily repaired, upgraded, and then when the time comes, totally disassembled so it could be recycled responsibly. That'd be huge.
Totally. We could finally start making a dent in that e-waste problem. We could conserve resources, maybe even move towards a more circular economy where tech is designed to last. It's a pretty exciting thought.
It really is. And it's not just about the environmental benefits either, right?
Yeah.
Think about how empowering that would be for people. No more feeling like you have to buy a new device every time something breaks or slows down a little.
Exactly. People could hold on to their devices for way longer, knowing they could fix them or upgrade them if they wanted to. It would be a total shift in power from the big tech companies back to the consumer.
It's like the ultimate right to repair victory.
Mm-hmm.
Though, I guess some companies wouldn't be too thrilled about that.
Yeah, the companies who rely on planned obsolescence to make money probably wouldn't be sending Framework a thank you card anytime soon. But for the planet and for people who are tired of this disposable tech culture, it would be huge.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And who knows, maybe, just maybe, seeing Framework have some success with this will light a fire under some other companies. Like, hey, if they can do it, maybe we should too.
Right. Competition can be a powerful motivator. Nothing like seeing someone else do something different and actually pull it off to get the creative juices flowing.
Totally. The more companies that jump on this sustainable, ethical bandwagon, the more normal it becomes. It's like a ripple effect.
Exactly. And it all starts with companies like Framework, willing to take a risk to do things differently and show the world that another way is possible.
So for anyone listening who might be feeling a little, I don't know, disheartened by the way the tech industry usually operates, I think Framework's story offers some hope.
Mm-hmm.
They're proving that it's possible to do things differently, to make great products without trashing the planet or exploiting people. And that's pretty awesome.
For sure. And more importantly, they're showing that it's something consumers actually want. Like, we don't have to just accept the status quo. We can demand better. We can support companies that align with our values. We can actually use our wallets to shape the future of technology, you know?
It's a good reminder that we have more power than we think. All right. Well, that was a lot. We covered a ton of ground about Framework, from their modular designs and open source philosophy to their really interesting approach to sustainability. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling pretty inspired. It's not every day you see a tech company actually trying to make a positive difference in the world. And I've got to say, I'm really curious to see what they do next.
Me too. It'll be interesting to see if they can keep this momentum going and really shake up the industry.
I'm rooting for them. And on that note, we'd love to hear what you think. Would you consider a Framework laptop? What would it take for more tech companies to embrace sustainability and repairability? Let us know your thoughts. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.